Hi, I'm Ron Cheddar, Director of the Peace Corps. For more than 45 years, the Peace Corps has helped communities around the world. Volunteer Voices is a collection of audio stories from just a few of the more than 182,000 volunteers who have served since 1961. For more information on the Peace Corps, go to peacecorps.gov.
Today, St. Mary's Catholic School in Clyde, Ohio, speaks with Greg, a Peace Corps volunteer currently serving in Mali.
How are you treated by the people of Mali?
I'm treated incredibly well by the people of Mali. Everywhere I go, I'm like the guest of honor. Everybody always tries to give me the best chair in the house if I come over. People on the street just greet me and they always smile. The weirdest thing about Mali is that in some ways their public transportation is better than in America. Because in America, I have no idea how you would take public transportation from Clyde or Fremont to try to go to Toledo. But in Mali, anytime you get anywhere near a road, you can always find van loads of people are heading off in some direction. And for whatever, maybe 1,000 safe, I can go to Kuchala almost any time I want to. On the flip side, though, the vehicles are a lot less comfortable. In a van in America, they might put 8 or 9 people in. Here, it's like 20, 30 sometimes. And the seats are usually ripped and torn. And that's only if they're upholstered. Sometimes it's just a wooden bench. The buses aren't bad. They're very good buses like Greyhounds, except they aren't air-conditioned. So around 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it gets hot.
Do they transport any of their animals on those vans and buses also?
Oh, my goodness, Lord, yes. Any form of conveyance, be it a bicycle or a motorcycle or one of the vans, there's going to be a cow, well, not a cow, but a goat or a sheep or a chicken. Only once did I see somebody put a cow on that, and even then the Malians were kind of freaking out. I saw somebody with a pig on the back of a bicycle one time. I thought that was impressive.
What do you like best about being a Peace Corps volunteer?
Knowing the other volunteers has been one of the best parts of this experience so far. Talking to them and our socializing and getting together at holidays. I've never known a group of people I enjoyed spending time with this much. We have a lot of fun together. I think it's because we're all dedicated. We're all here for about the same reason.
You really become a family, don't you?
We certainly have. I know almost more than I want to about some of my close teammates.
Do the people of Mali have any pets?
The pets are a little different than they are in America. They have cats and dogs, but I hardly ever see anybody pick up an animal, put it on their lap, and pet it. They think that's kind of strange. My neighbor, my nearest Peace Corps teammate, has a dog, and the Malians think it's hilarious when she pets the thing or scratches behind his ears. They do tolerate cats and dogs because they scare off other animals, especially mice and stuff like that.
Greg, have you seen any of those old mud temples? I think the city of Jenne probably is most famous for them.
Yes, the city of Jenne is famous for its mud mosque. I know some people who went to the re-mudding, which is a yearly event. During the rainy season, some of the mud gets washed off, so they have to replace it. Every little town in Mali has a mud mosque in Bambara, Misri. We have one in Sangala. There's one across the street from me here in Mpesaba. They're interesting buildings, very recognizable because they always face east, and they've got wooden boards sticking out of them. I have no idea what that means, but that's one of the telltale signs.
Many of us are 10 or 11. What do kids our age do in
Mali? A lot of them will go to school, which is nice that they have the opportunity to. The kids who don't go to school stay at home and work. And that either means, for girls, fetching water, cooking, looking after the babies. For boys, stuff like driving a family's donkey cart, taking care of the cows and the sheep and the goats.
What have you learned about Islam since you have been there?
It's interesting around here. Most of the people are Muslim, but like somebody else said, they're Malians first and Muslims second. So it's not a very in-your-face type of thing. Right now I see a man with his prayer mat, and he's facing east and praying. And that's something that can happen at just about any time of the day in any place, is just somebody randomly praying. They have different holidays than we do, of course. So I got to experience the holidays of Seli Ba and Seli Deni, which Seli Deni is at the end of Ramadan, I believe. Seli Ba was just before our New Year's. And those are the big holidays of the year. They don't celebrate Christmas. A lot of men have multiple wives. In Islam, a person can have up to four wives. And I know a lot of people who have at least two. I've met one guy who had four.
Well, Greg, we want you to know we're very, very proud of you. We keep you in our prayers. And we know you're doing good work over there. Hang in with that slow pace.
All right. Thank you very much for letting me do this.
Thanks for listening. Are you in a classroom? Do you want stories written just for your class? Enroll in the Correspondence Match program through Coverdale Worldwide Schools. We can connect your class with a Peace Corps volunteer serving in any region of the world. For enrollment and program information, visit us online at www.peacecorps.gov/wws/correspond.